This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. A consultation called by opposition leader Anthony Albanese to discuss the proposed religious discrimination bill has concluded with no clear outcome, despite there being members of the Labor Party and key community stakeholders in attendance. Spokesperson for Equality Tasmania, Rodney Croom, said the roundtable involved roughly 25 representatives from national peak bodies including health services, human rights groups, law councils, unions, business lobbies, and women's, LGBTIQ and disability groups. He said, "My contribution was to outline the negative impact of the current debate on LGBTIQ people and to call for Labor to oppose the bill outright as soon as possible. Anthony Albanese didn't commit Labor to opposing the bill, but he did hear the best arguments against it." The proposed war on bottoms rages on as the Therapeutic Goods Administration vows to continue with amendments which solely regulate the sale of poppers through a pharmacist. Poppers, also called amyl, though this refers to a specific type of nitrate, are an alkyl nitrate contained in a small opaque bottle. As well as being used by LGBTIQ people for sex, the heady tingle makes poppers a popular party substance. They are currently sold in adult shops and sex on premises venues. However, as of February 1st, 2020, alkyl nitrates will only be attainable from a qualified health practitioner with a medical prescription for therapeutic use. The religious discrimination bill may have met its match as the Victorian Greens announced plans to reintroduce a bill which protects students and teachers at faith-based schools across the state from discrimination. The bill aims to amend the state's Equal Opportunity Act 2010 by removing current exemptions allowing faith-based schools to discriminate based on sex, sexual orientation, lawful sexual activity, marital status, parental status, or gender identity. While the most recent attempt to repeal these laws was voted down by both the Labor government and Liberal opposition in 2018, the Greens will reintroduce their equality bill to protect LGBTIQ students and staff when Victorian Parliament resumes this week. New clinical guidelines have been released which aim to help general practitioners care for older LGBTIQ Australians. The Royal Australian College of General Practitioners has launched updated clinical guidelines for the care of older people, which, for the first time, covers concerns related to marginalised communities such as people living with a disability and older LGBTIQ Australians. Associate Professor Dr. Morton Rawlin, who chairs the RACGP's review of the Silver Book, said, "Compared to those growing up today, older transgender and gender diverse people have had limited support and resources to affirm their gender. They often experience higher levels of discrimination and a greater number of severity of health issues." Liberal MP Tim Wilson has voiced his support for keeping Margaret Court's name on Margaret Court Arena in Melbourne, saying that calls to rename the venue would be too 1984 for his liking. There have been renewed calls for the sporting venue to be renamed in light of the former tennis player's statements about LGBTIQ people. Court has a long history of making statements critical of LGBTIQ people and their families. Wilson said he thought the suggestion to change the venue's name was Orwellian, saying, "If you believe in a society of pluralism and diversity, you have to accept people will have different views on morality." Long-running Aussie soap Home and Away is in hot water after fans noticed the possible censoring of kisses between fan favourites Alex and Willow. The episode, which aired in New Zealand late last year, shows Alex, the new doctor in town, and her partner Willow sharing a quick kiss in a bar before Alex goes to order drinks. However, the intimate moment appears to have been cut out when aired on Aussie television. Australian fans initially took to social media to share their disappointment and confusion over the edits of the couple, who have gained a cult-like following from LGBTIQ fans on social media, often dubbing the pair Willex. Channel 7, however, told the ABC that it accidentally aired the wrong versions of two episodes in Australia due to human error. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app, distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.